For example, when an area goes from one drought stage to a higher level, a practice such as haying CRP ground for livestock, for example, may begin to be allowed. This is where your input is requested. The drought monitor is put together each week by the National Drought Mitigation Center. They take into account many factors when creating these maps and assigning drought stages. The more information they have, the better. Your written comments and especially photos are needed. I've been making comments and taking photos for some time now, and I would encourage you to do the same. These help them justify the stages of drought that they assign. This also helps the agencies that comprise this committee to decide on what responses that they will offer, and those comments and photos are especially helpful when disaster declarations are made. There is a link on my webpage where you can send your comments and photos. Those of us with University of Missouri Extension are still very involved with helping farmers with drought concerns. We have been holding several drought meetings, and our lab in Columbia is testing for livestock water quality and livestock feed testing, such as nitrates and that sort of thing. In addition, many of us can give qualitative tests for nitrates right here in our local offices.